afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here in the marvellous McLean Dome at the South African Astronomical Observatory. I'm here with Dr. John Woodland, and he's going to tell us about a series of musical concerts which are about the stars. So good afternoon, John.
Hi, Ketchel. Isn't it a fabulous acoustic? And what a privilege to be in this historical space as well.
Yes, I mean, the echoes aren't fantastic for radio, but it lends a bit of atmosphere.
Exactly, and the listeners just need to imagine now the sound of 35 choral voices in this space and how they're just going to reach right up into the dome, into the stars almost. We're sharing the space, of course, with a grand telescope. Herbert Baker designed this dome, and wouldn't it be just perfect for music? And so that's what we're hoping to bring here.
How wonderful. So now, what music? I mean, how did you decide on music and how many pieces and so on?
Well, Vox, which is my choir, as many listeners know, comprises about 35 voices or so. We are celebrating our 10th birthday this year, and we're all about intimate and immersive musical experiences, and what more of an intimate and immersive space than this McLean Dome in the observatory, in Observatory. And so we've planned a very special series of concerts taking place over the winter solstice, in which we're going to sing a variety of music, all of which is linked to the stars in some way, but also is closely linked to South Africa. So we're going to sing some music by Ola Yalo called The Spheres, in which, of course, he's been inspired by the harmony of the spheres. Then we're going to sing music by William Herschel, who, besides being an astronomer and discovering Uranus, the planet, was also a composer himself. So we're going to sing some of his choral music. And then the first performance of a new piece of music by Martin Watt, who's a professor in composition at the South African College of Music at UCT, called Missa Desolata, that's written in memory of Peter Klatso, a very important South African composer who is turning, or would have turned, 80 this year. And then we end off with a piece by Johann Sebastian Bach that's been reimagined by Knut Nystedt, a Norwegian composer, that we feel just evokes brilliantly the timelessness and expanse of space. So we're going to present that short 30-minute recital here in this magnificent acoustic. It's going to be preceded by a short information session here at the observatory about the history of astronomy in the Cape. I'll also talk a little bit about the music. And then afterwards, there'll be a chance to adjourn to the beautiful library building for a glass of wine, and then optional stargazing for anyone who's keen.
That's where I come in with my telescope. I'm definitely hoping to be here. This sounds like an absolutely wonderful event. How can people participate?
Well, it's taking place over the winter solstice, so Friday the 20th and Saturday the 21st of June. There'll be several performances because it's such an intimate space. We want to then offer it several times over, so there'll be various time slots, 6 p.m., 8:30 p.m., and so on. But all the information is on our website and on Quicket. So the best would be for folks to search The Place of the Stars, which is what we've called this concert, as a recognition of the first people who inhabited this place. That was what they called this place, The Place of the Stars. Just by searching that on Quicket or Vox, it will come up and the information will all be there for booking.
And I'm presuming on the saao.ac.za website as well.
Exactly. And the South African Astronomical Observatory have been wonderful partners to allow us to use their space here. But also this important sort of educational component, sharing a bit of the history of this space, which of course is part of all of our heritage in a way, and bridging, importantly, this sometimes chasm between art and science that, I mean, you do so brilliantly on this station, Ketchel, so thank you. But we feel very passionately about being able to link both the music and the science in something that's beautiful, that's relevant, that's going to be thought-provoking, so people can go away moved, but also edified, having learnt something and perhaps appreciating our very special astronomical heritage here in the Cape and in South Africa.
Oh, absolutely marvellous. I can't wait. John Woodland, thank you very much for talking to Fine Music Radio listeners about this wonderful event that's coming up on the 20th and 21st of June.
Thanks very much, Ketchel. I look forward to seeing you there. And as you always say, we're hoping for clear skies because that's one of the reasons we're running it over two evenings. June, the winter solstice, might be the darkest evening of the year, but it's also could be the storms also make their appearances felt. So let's hope that we will have clear skies for resonant acoustics, but also for stargazing.
Indeed. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham, also wishing us clear skies. FM.